FM News Talk 97.1. On-demand audio.
We know now what the new name of the Scott Trade Center would be. It's going to be called the Ackerman Center. Tom Ackerman taking over the naming rights to Scott Trade. Tom, how are you, my friend?
How much did that cost me? I'm only on a radio salary, you know. What's going on?
Hey, how are you? We're great to have Tom on now for the second time from our sister station over KMOX because he is a sports expert.
I appreciate it. Oh, my gosh. You guys are
great to have you, my friend.
Good to be on. So we're going to find out what Scott Trade Center is named coming up here at, 10 o'clock?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Is that the big announcement?
Yeah.
So we'll find out.
The Intercom Center. Wouldn't that be nice?
Wouldn't that be nice?
Yes.
Well, it could be something that starts with Enter. At least that's what Michael Calhoun has been reporting. He's been speculating that the Enterprise name was linked months ago. So he's been hinting at that throughout the morning. So we'll see what direction we go here with the new name of the new arena downtown. But, you know, we've been through this before. It was Savas Center before that. Mm-hmm. It was Kiel Center before that. And the St. Louis Blues will continue to be playing in this new building and we'll still be in search of that first ever Stanley Cup.
I still call the Hollywood Casino Amphitheater Riverport. So
I do too.
I'm way behind the times.
I do too, and I love Hollywood Casino. Look, with all respect to them, I still call the entire thing Riverport.
Yeah.
It's just hard to get used to. It is.
Hey, the Cardinals, you know what? We're talking about Wainwright last week, right?
Mm-hmm.
This week, you're looking at some of the new young pitchers they've got on the staff.
Yeah, you know, I told you about Alex Reyes, that he was coming, and that eventually the Cardinals were going to put him in the rotation. They were going to have a great, great pitcher on their hands. So I went on Saturday to Springfield to watch him pitch for the AA Springfield Cardinals, which is a really cool scene. They have a beautiful ballpark down there. They packed the place because the word got out very quickly that he was coming and he was starting on Saturday night. And it was just awesome. He came out, he pitched 7 2/3 and struck out 13. He allowed one hit. And the hit was almost like an accident where the batter, I don't know that he totally wanted to try to hit these pitches, but he hit one and it went off the end of his bat and landed in right field. It was the only hit Alex Reyes gave up all night. He throws about 100 miles an hour, and then he can drop the pitch down to in the 70s. He throws a curveball that's almost not fair. I mean, he's very, very difficult to pick up. And the Cardinals now will have a rotation. Starting on May 28th when he's eligible, whenever they put him into the rotation, Alex Reyes will be in it. And then Jack Flaherty yesterday, he'll presumably remain in it. And yesterday, Flaherty in the big leagues did the exact same thing. 7 2/3, 13 strikeouts against the Phillies. He's 23. Alex Reyes is 23. Then they have a pitcher who someday will be a starter, but right now he's needed in the bullpen. His name is Jordan Hicks. He's 21. Yesterday he threw a pitch twice that was 105 miles an hour.
Wow.
That makes 98-99 look slow. 105.1 on the clock. It's the fastest pitch in baseball history, tied with Aroldis Chapman of the Yankees, who's done it a couple of times. Now Hicks has done it a couple of times. Fastest recorded. So, you know, back in the days of Nolan Ryan, who was throwing in the low hundreds, they weren't recorded to this level. But
okay, all right.
Jordan Hicks has thrown a pitch now twice. In fact, he did five straight pitches yesterday that were in the range of 103, 104, 105 miles an hour. It's incredible to think about what that would look like and how hard that would be to catch.
Why would they ever take him out of the bullpen if he's throwing that fast? I mean,
he would be a great closer.
Yeah.
Now, there could be that possibility that next year you could see him in the rotation. It just depends on who's still around as a starter for this team and whether they make trades or whatever contracts come up. Wainwright's contract, for one, comes up at the end of the year. But Jordan Hicks would make an outstanding closer. Right now, he's your primary setup man for Bud Norris, and we'll see where this goes as the season goes along. But he is throwing flames out of his hand right now, and it's incredible to see.
I'll bet it is, yeah. So Reyes, you said, is it 2A, right?
Reyes,
but they would bring him straight up? Would he just
He has one more rehab start.
Okay.
Because he's not eligible to come off the disabled list for one more week. So what they do there is they make you do one more start just to keep your arm going, and then he'll pitch in the big leagues. So the Cardinals' rotation is set. The problems that they have are they're not hitting. So Marcell Ozuna, their big star that they brought in from the Marlins in the offseason, he was the marquee move, one of the biggest moves of the offseason in all of baseball, has not hit. and he's been in a major slump. So yesterday they took him out of the lineup. They said, look, we're going to give you some time to take some time off and really try to figure this out. And they put Tyler O'Neill in there in the cleanup spot, put him in left field. Tyler O'Neill is batting yesterday in the cleanup spot, and he hits a home run. And he's done this now in back-to-back days. Big muscle-bound kid, 22 years old. So, these baby birds are keeping this team going right now, and the Cardinals, eventually, if they're going to go on to the postseason, the veterans have to hit, and the veterans have to pitch. But the young guys are keeping them going, and it shows you the depth of this organization right now. It's pretty impressive.
Yeah, it really is. Tom Ackerman, I'm not a big hockey fan, but the Stanley Cup, we've got, what, an expansion team has made it to the Stanley Cup Finals,
yes,
right?
So the Blues did this. In their first year, the St. Louis Blues, back in 1967, went to the Stanley Cup Finals in their first season. In fact, they went to the Stanley Cup Finals their first three seasons.
Wow.
But no team in NHL history has ever, in its inaugural season, gone three straight rounds, winning all three, and going to the Stanley Cup Finals. And the Vegas Golden Knights have done that. And now they will play in the Stanley Cup Finals, and people are going crazy about it. And it is a cool story. For me, as a Blues fan, I don't like it. And I'm tired of expansion teams passing over this team. I'm tired of it. Nashville, Vegas, you just name them. One after the other, these cities get to experience the Stanley Cup Finals, and the Blues have not been in it since the late 1960s, early 70s, and they've never won a Stanley Cup. So it burns me. I get tired of it.
It was pretty cool to see Ryan Reeves score that game winner yesterday. For Vegas. Yeah.
I definitely like him. So good for them, but I'm tired of it. I'm ready for the Blues to get to that. I'm already tired of the story. No, but I guess it's good for hockey now. The critics will say that it's not good that an expansion team can just come together and win. How did they do that? If you really think about it, all the players, they're just about the same age, mid to late 20s, all the players got told, basically, you're not good enough to be protected by us in the expansion draft. We're going to expose you in the expansion draft and see if Vegas picks you up. So they all have a little bit of an axe to grind. They're all playing with a little bit of an edge. And they came out of the gates hot, and they've stayed that way. And it's exciting for those players, no doubt about it. And so here they are in the Stanley Cup Finals.
I feel your pain. In the NCAA tournament every year, I hate Cinderella teams because I always want Kentucky to win. You knew I was going to bring this back to Kentucky
somehow,
right?
It's just tough. For Blues fans are just tired of, and I know the Blues fans listening share my pain on this, they're just tired of seeing other teams pass them by.
Tired of being tired. Tom Ackerman, great job, my friend.
Thank you.
Always a pleasure to see you.
Good to be in here.
You can always hear Tom over at Camo X, our sister station, 314-241-9797. We're back in a minute.